living there. I lived there for several decades, and I don't recall weather ever being like that at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was showing Andre this article. I can't remember the name of the reservoir, but I mean, it was almost bone dry. You could see big old, you know, hills in it and whatnot. And so they showed what it looked like before the rain started versus what it looks like now. And now that hill, you can just see the very top of it. It looks like a rock sticking out of the water. It's like, that's a lot of water to fall in a very short period of time. So, you know, I just say, Lord, thank you for ending the drought. Because wow, 20 years of drought is a long time.
Oh boy.
And when he's an omega or something, he is definitely the omega of something. He's like, okay, it's time for the drought to end. It's over.
It's over.
It's so over. So, but I'm glad, you know, that you haven't drowned or anything, because you're way in time.
No,
you would have stayed in the house waiting on the water.
Well, you know, the station actually is on the second floor anyway, so that's cool.
Uh-huh, yeah. Did you not hear me talk about something that looked like a hill that's almost completely covered? Two stories is nothing, William, nothing. No,
well, my bedroom is on the third.
Bye. Okay, it's time to talk to guest now. He doesn't even live there anymore now, but we love California. It's our number one market still, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, William?
Well, actually, it's been bouncing between California and Virginia now.
Wow. Well, it's been a blessing. I mean, you know, and I think LA especially was one of the hot spots, you know, to have that being one of the places where your voices resonate. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For the markets that he's blessed us with. And our new one in Richmond, Virginia. So, well, yeah, I guess your presence there has made the difference, huh?
Well, I have a habit of speaking to everyone I see out here.
Yeah, and forcing them to download the app. Let me just tell you.
I don't force them.
William, if you have your phone, he will download the app for you. Pretty much commandeer your phone.
Well, I just remind them, if they don't do it now, they may not do it. So I just try to help them out a little bit. Okay.
We're going to do that right now. So William wants to help you out so he doesn't have to accost you later. If you haven't downloaded the app, take out your phone, whether it's Apple or Android, and go to studio.w on Apple, Studio W on Android. You can listen to Studio W Buzz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As William will say, the finest in music and broadcasting. We've got awesome shows, like, for instance, the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. But following this show is the Teens Talk Truth radio show, hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, AJ and Alex Taylor. And I want to thank Marie McKenzie for interviewing them on her podcast on Thursday evening. It was a blessing to have them. Can't wait to hear the finished product. But you also don't want to miss Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Then we've got Deacon Otis Wignine. Oh my gosh. You guys do not want to miss the comedy special that comes on Studio W. But in addition to the Boomerang Radio Show hosted by me, Reverend Dr. Rudolph Demery, Dr. Cecilia Sims, and the troublemaker William A. Brown. That's Sundays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time every week. And who knows what's going to be bothering William this week that we end up talking about. William, I can tell you that. He always has a bone to pick about something.
Yep. Got one tomorrow, too. Sure do.
I know. I know you. It's been going on for so long. Let me tell y'all. There is a therapist, Dr. Cecilia Sims, on the show just because William needs free therapy.
That's right.
And she is it. The other therapists had to quit. They're like, you know what? We can't help you. You are a lost cause. We had three therapists at one time, y'all. And they're like, okay, you can't deal with it.
And now I'm down to one. So with that, I'm going to step aside, okay?
All right, everybody. Say goodbye to William. Bye-bye, William.
Bye.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being with us. I'm Ann Wooten Taylor, the CEO of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, and this is the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries is a nonprofit organization. We teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. We do that through our 12-week health and fitness course, which will be coming up again in August. I know for those of you who didn't get to participate in our 10-year anniversary masterclass, you missed a treat. But don't worry, don't worry. In August, we're going to have a brand new class for you, and we'll give you details about that when we open the registration period. So stick around. You don't want to miss a thing. But for those of you who tune in every week, you know what time it is. It's time for our weekly motivation. Our motivation is designed to encourage you to stay the course. If you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, we want to inspire you to get up and try again if you fell down somewhere along the way. And we want to motivate you to get healthy and fit through Jesus Christ. If you haven't been able to find a reason to get off the sofa, cook a healthy meal, and go exercise on your own. So today's motivation is entitled, Eyes Haven't Seen, Ears Haven't Heard. Sometimes it's hard to imagine your body in its healthy and fit state because you've been overweight or dealing with an eating disorder for so long. However, no matter how long you've had an unhealthy lifestyle, God can deliver you. That said, I'm willing to bet that your weight loss and eating disorder goals are not being achieved as quickly as you would like. I know what it's like to have a vision of the healthy and fit version of yourself in your head, only to be confronted by the realities of your overweight condition or lingering eating disorder every time you look in the mirror. Even if you're on track to attain your health and fitness goals right now, there will eventually come a plateau or some other issue that slows things down to a snail's pace. It's discouraging to say the least. However, that's the point. The enemy intentionally sends the opposition to discourage you from continuing. He wants to use your negative feelings as a means to drag you back into your old eating habits. Don't let him win again. Remember that weight loss is the reversal of the weight gain process. You didn't get fat overnight, and you're not going to lose the weight overnight. It's the same with eating disorders. Just like you learn to starve yourself, you now have to learn to take one bite of food at a time to nourish your body. Be patient with yourself. Contrary to the lies of the enemy, it actually is working, and it'll continue to work if you don't quit. Instead, be grateful, be very grateful for how far God has brought you, even if you've only lost 1 pound so far. It's the first step in the right direction. Therefore, I encourage you to keep your faith and trust in God that He is the Alpha and Omega of every season of your life. And He even puts a time limit on your weight loss plateaus and eating disorder setbacks. No matter what form the opposition to your weight loss or freedom from eating disorders takes, your days of being overweight, starving yourself, and binging and purging will end. Your season of living an unhealthy lifestyle is finite. When it's over, you'll hardly be able to believe your eyes, and you'll have to repeat it over and over again so that your ears will believe what you have heard. God will not only restore the years the locusts have eaten away through eating disorders and obesity, but He also promises in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that His blessings for your obedience will exceed your expectations. Specifically, God's word says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things God has in store for those who love Him. If you're ready for God to show you the healthy and fit version of yourself, purchase your copies of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook and the Eating as an Act of Worship Teacher's Edition online today at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. In the books, you'll learn the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ. Follow us daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest for recipes and diet and exercise tips. Oh, and we're also on LinkedIn as well. So if you guys are into LinkedIn, we post there too. And don't forget to tune into our syndicated radio show on iTunes, Spotify, the DFW Den radio station, Studio W Buzz radio station, and Victory KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM, and 1530 AM in Little Rock, Arkansas for interviews and health and fitness trends. Lastly, make your tax-deductible donation to Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.com. eating as an act of worship ministries.org. All right, everybody, that's your motivation for today. We hope and pray it encouraged you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, that it inspired you to get up and try again if you fell down somewhere along the way, and that you've been motivated to take charge of your health and fitness through Jesus Christ. All right? All right, we have an awesome, awesome show lined up for you today. I am so excited about our guest that we have with us. She's just, oh, we're kindred spirits from what I've read about her biography and seen so far. And I can't wait for you guys to learn more about Minister Rakesha Millen. She's a licensed certified master social worker, certified integrative nutrition health coach, certified Get Fit 21 coach, honorably retired Air Force veteran, and award-winning author. She's the founder and owner of Rock Your World Naturally, LLC, where she provides holistic coaching services for physical, spiritual, and emotional health for women. Minister Millen's service to the Central New Jersey area also includes a partnership with Health Practice Advisors, where she collaborates with a group of healthcare and fitness professionals, and together they facilitate an online medically endorsed weight loss and metabolic health program, gut health, simple cholesterol, and diabetes management programs. She's the founder and lead host for the annual Space for Her Total Health Conference, which encourages women to invest in themselves and each other as they claim their own space in the world. Space for Her provides resources and connections to help women achieve emotional, physical, spiritual, and professional balance. This special conference has been recognized by the governor of New Jersey and other state officials. Her voice can be heard weekly as she hosts the Rock Your World Naturally show, delivering God's message of holistic health and wellness for the body, soul, and spirit. She interviews health experts from around the world on various topics. The Rock Your World Naturally show was nominated as a favorite podcast. Minister McMillan graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and has earned certifications specializing in culinary and integrative medicine. She uses telemedicine for mental health, nutrition, and nutritional psychology to help women recover from depression, stress, anxiety, obesity, and autoimmune disorders. As an ordained minister, she provides biblical and Christ-centered approaches that nurture total health for the body, soul, and spirit. She holds a master's degree in social work with a clinical concentration from Rutgers University. She's currently a doctoral student at Northwestern Theological Seminary, completing the Christian Counseling Program. She's a member in good standing with the International Association of Health Coaches. Welcome to the show, Minister McMillan. I love your bio.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne. I am elated to be here with you and your guests today. It's an honor.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look, the pleasure and the honor is all ours. You are an author of a book, and I love the title of the book. Can you tell everybody what the title of that book is?
Yes. The title of the book is Rock Your World Naturally, Seven Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health is the title of the book.
I absolutely love it. Seven Divine Keys. The Lord gives us the keys to the kingdom, and that includes our health and fitness. Before you tell us about those keys, tell us a little bit about your own health story, because I don't know about you, but for me, it was a personal thing. And so when God delivered me, then he said, okay, now you got to go help other people. So tell us what it was like for you.
Yeah, you know, my health journey actually began when I was serving on active duty with the Air Force. Mm-hmm. I had witnessed one of the most horrific aircraft accidents in the history of the United States Air Force. I was working with one of my units. It was a B-52 aircraft unit. And one weekend they were practicing, rehearsing for an air show. Mm-hmm. There were some decisions that were made that unfortunately ended in the tragic loss of everyone on that aircraft. It was my commander, my ops officer, individuals that I worked with on a daily basis. And so from that, it was a very traumatic event that resulted in post-traumatic stress. And so for a long time, Anne, I didn't talk about it. I never even mentioned it until it got to the point to where I knew I needed help because with the emotional trauma that I was experiencing, along with that comes emotional eating. And so that resulted in a downcline of my health until one day I hit a wall and it was like, God, I cannot do this anymore. Ended up in the ER because my hormones were all over the place. My son was young at the time and the look in his eyes and looking at me as his mother in the ER room, it was like, God, I know I have to do something different to get my health in order. And so, you know, I believe in biblical counsel, but I also believe in therapy work. So
amen.
Able to connect with a therapist to help me work through the emotional unrest that I was going through that resulted in me getting on this journey of recovering my health. And so, you know, many times with conventional health, the first approach is to prescribe you with medication, right? And so, you know, because of the post-traumatic stress, it was a lot of medication that I was being prescribed. And so I was seeing some results of recovering, but I felt like I was going backwards. Like I wasn't feeling myself. I was out of sorts. And so I just prayed and I cried out to God to say, God, there's got to be a better way. As the apostle Paul said, let me show you a more excellent way.
Yes, Lord.
That there was a more excellent way. And so after a time of prayer and seeking God, he literally illuminated 7 different divine keys in the scriptures to me. And I began to implement those keys one by one. And over time, my health began to recover. And thus, Rock Your World Naturally, 7 Divine Keys was born.
Wow. Praise the Lord. God is so awesome.
He was showing me that true health is found in the rock, which rocked my world naturally through the scriptures.
Amen. Amen. You know, I know everybody out there listening is probably dying to know, what are those 7 divine keys?
Yes. And so the 7 keys are very simple, very simplistic. So the first one has to do with eating, our healthy habits with our eating. We've got to return back to the food that God has prescribed on this
beach,
right? Because what we call food today in the supermarkets is not even food.
Nope.
It is so processed that it has become a food article. Like it is a derivative of food. It's not even food. So anything that is living, plant-based, anything that comes from the earth, you know, that is what we want to get back to because that was God's original plan.
Amen.
So getting back on track with our eating is key number one. Key number two is that we've got to love and protect the skin that we are in.
Preach.
Because our skin is the largest organ on our body, although it is external. Mm-hmm. So what we put on our skin, what we expose our skin to has a lot to do with our internal health. So we've got to love the skin that we're in.
Amen.
Number three, we got to drink more water.
Oh, say it again. Say it again.
when it comes to water, people don't look at water. They just look at it as a drink, but it's an actual nutrient. It is a nutrient that sustains every system in our physical bodies.
Exactly.
So we've got to get back to drinking more water. The fourth key is that we've got to get into that place of Sabbath rest.
Preach.
We've got to sleep. Ooh. I just really spoke to another health coach and her specialty is sleep. And one of the alarming things that she shared, Anne, is that 66% of the mental health disorders, whether it's Alzheimer's or dementia, are attributed to women. And the number one reason why is because we are not getting sleep.
Wow.
We're not getting sleep. Sleep regulates our hormones. Sleep repairs the body on the cellular level when we are at rest. It is our circadian rhythm. So much has to do with our sleep that we are living in a sleep deprived nation. I think that the latest statistics shows that there are 60% of people who are sleep deprived.
Wow. That's a lot of people that aren't getting enough sleep.
It is. And so many of the mental health diagnoses that are appearing are really not mental health diagnoses. We just need to get some sleep.
Right. Go lay down and rest. And I, you know, I'm guilty of that. It's amazing how God sends people to you, to be a blessing to you. And I was blessed to, you know, we were having classes in person. This one lady was in our class, and she was a first lady, and she was doing it online. But she would watch me like a hawk, and she's like, "Ann, you look tired. You need to go get some rest." And I'm like, you know, not listening the way that I should be listening to her. And so she put it in language that I could understand. She said, "Rest is an act of worship too." I was like, oh my gosh, it clicked because, you know, people don't understand, you know, and I explain it to them all the time. This is a very long name for a very simple thing that we do. It's called eating as an act of worship. And it's called that, the Lord calls it that because Jesus explained that he who loves me obeys my commands.
Yes.
Love the Lord, you will do what he says, but love, we think of just a feeling when we talk about love, and it's adoration, it's reverence. But when you look it up in the dictionary, worship is also a synonym for love. So when you obey Jesus Christ, you are automatically worshiping him. And from Genesis all the way through the Bible, the Lord talks to us about resting.
Yes.
And so if we would rest in the Lord, and I mean, that's the problem. We don't understand how to rest. And I'm guilty of it too. I am so guilty. I'm preaching to the choir because I'm talking to myself at this point. But, you know, resting doesn't just mean a couple of days off work.
Right.
You know, when you go back to, you know, Exodus and you read how he tells them, you know, to rest on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
That includes your mind. That includes your body as well as your spirit. So anything that is going to tax you in any way is a problem. So if you are playing a game that is frustrating you, that's a problem.
you know,
now don't get me wrong. There are things you can't stop doing. And Jesus even, you know, helped us to understand the difference between resting and doing necessary. Like, you know, when he gave the example of somebody having an animal that had fallen down the wheels, like, are you going to go get it or are you going to leave it there until Monday? Right. No, you're going to go get it. And it's the same thing. I take care of my mother who's sick. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. So there are things that you must do just that's the part of living. But otherwise, you don't have to balance your checkbook. You know, you can take a day off from that. You can take a day off from cooking. You can take a day to just go to church and worship the Lord and come home and sleep. Because guess what? When you're at work every day, what do you wish you could do? Take a nap. You know? If we would just learn and how to rest in Christ, I truly do believe that all these quote-unquote self-care things that they have out there, these long vacations where they're taking all your money and when you come back just as tired as you were when you left because of all the walking and stuff, I think we would be so much better off. But that's me personally.
Because you know what? When you talk about that, when God actually delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, he had to retrain them because they were working by the sweat of their brow day and night. They were not resting. They were not worshiping God. They were not spending time with family. And God is just saying, take that one day. Why want you to shut it all down?
Exactly. Exactly.
Down. Spend time with me. Spend time with your family and just worship in that moment. So we've got to get back to God's original blueprint of rest.
And I, you know, you said that there are a lot of mental health issues that could be eradicated by rest. If you think about it, you've got all these electronic devices and when you do not plug them in to the source, meaning the electrical outlets so that they replenish the charge, what happens? They go off And that's what's happening with a whole lot of people. Your fuse is short. You haven't been recharged by the Holy Spirit, and you're going off on your boss. You're going off on your husband. You're going off on your kids. And I mean, some of these people are going postal and all kinds of other stuff, you know, just completely going off the deep end. And I truly do believe that it has to do with what we're eating, what we're drinking, and the fact that we're not getting the proper rest, you know, proper nutrition. Especially when it comes to kids. You mentioned that eating food-like products. Yes. And if your child is growing up on quote-unquote food-like products and not eating real food during their developmental stages, then their brains, that's a muscle just like every other part of their bodies. What it needs to develop properly.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a big issue with what we're seeing in our kids. What do you think?
No, I absolutely do agree, because when we give the body what it needs, it will function, it will operate in the perfection that God created it to function.
Amen. And
to do with living food, because God created us as living beings. So we've got to get living food into our children's bodies. We've got to get living food into our bodies.
Amen.
Nourish and bring us to that place of wholeness that we were designed to operate and function in. It's just like, you know, if you bought a Mercedes-Benz, a luxury car, that car requires a specific type of octane fuel.
Yes.
Tank. If you put something other than the fuel that it was designed to
operate, you'll have an expensive problem.
Going to tear that luxury car up.
Yes, ma'am.
We are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
Preach.
We are created in the image and the likeness of God, a little lower than the angels. And we have got to put those things that are needful for our bodies into these holy temples that God created. Because when we put anything else other than what was supposed to be designed for these temples, we're going to get the body aches. We're going to get the body pains. Things are going to start breaking down. You're going to start getting all types of dysfunction and disorder in the body because you're not putting the proper fuel into the temple to make it run in the perfection that God created it to function in.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. I do. Now, I've got, you know, some questions that, you know, for the people who probably are listening, but they're like, okay, well, I'm doing everything right, but still, like, for instance, I was years ago diagnosed with hypothyroidism. I know other people who have stuff like asthma, which causes them to not have to take their steroids, which can affect your weight. Or people who have something like lupus and they're taking steroids, which of course is a problem. And then you have people who have issues with cortisol and their pituitary gland, and that can cause weight gain. And these are just a few of examples. What do you say to people who are doing their best to live according to God's will when it comes to their health and fitness, but their body's being attacked in one of those ways and it's causing them to get frustrated and want to give up?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question, Ann, because, you know, when it comes to health, I like to say there's bio-individuality, like where God created us all differently. And so we all experience our different health challenges. I like to tell individuals that when it comes to health, the core, I believe, of health is Leviticus 17 and 11.
Preach.
The Bible says that the life of all living creatures is in the blood. So whatever disorder an individual is facing, we've got to address the blood environment that is operating within their body.
Wow.
And target that blood environment. God created four blood types for a reason, right? A, B, A, B, and O. All interconnected into Leviticus 17 and 11. So getting to the root cause of why the dysfunction is continuing, because we've got to address the root, which is the blood, to help that individual to elevate their health and to heal the immune system, to heal that blood environment. And you know, the Bible also says that we obtain the promise through faith and patience.
Amen. Preach.
And so as you are going through your health journey, I want to encourage you, it's through faith and patience.
Amen.
Because some days it will be more challenging than others, but Hebrews reminds us that when we hold on to the promise of God, it has great recompense of reward, that God is going to reward us for hanging on, for holding on to his promises. And so if you are believing God for healing, if you are believing God for restoration, if you are believing God for a change in your health, it will take place. It will happen. Continue on your journey step by step, one step at a time, one prayer at a time, one day at a time. So when we address it from a physical aspect, we address the blood environment, but then we're also going to couple that with some faith principles as well to get you to that place of healing and wholeness.
You know, you said something that was very revelatory. Address the blood environment. Find out what the blood issue, because the life is in the blood. For those who aren't anywhere near New Jersey who are listening, like the folks out in California, like, how do I do that? You know, what is... You know, I've been given this revelation. So what do I do now to put it into practice in my life in obedience to what I'm hearing from the Lord? How does that, how do we go to that next step?
Yes. Excellent question. And so the next step, there are many individuals that do not know what their blood type is.
I forgot mine.
And the thing is that within the healthcare system, the only way that you can find out your blood type is, one, is if you're going to have a baby, because they need to know what the blood type is of the mother.
To protect the baby, because it can be a problem if they're not compatible.
Yeah. Yes. Or if you are going to have surgery. Those are the two reasons. And so I want to encourage every person that's listening, find out what your blood type is, whether that's A, B, AB, or O. And once you find out what your blood type is, there's an actual blood type diet that you follow to eat those foods that I call superfoods or power foods that are going to nourish your blood environment or blood type. So that would be the next step, is find out what your blood type is. Once you find out what your blood type is, then we can get you on a plan of eating according to your blood type.
So is this a medical a dietary plan for blood type, or is it something that was, you know, written a long time ago by somebody who's an enthusiast? How did that work out?
Yeah. And so the originator of the blood type diet, it's actually now by Dr. Peter Diadamo. His father was a scientist, and he actually started the work. And after his father passed, he continued the work of helping patients, clients with the blood type diet. And so the foundation of it did come from Dr. Diadamo, and it's used universally all over the world now. They have the blood type for expectant mothers, helping to reverse cancers, helping to reverse arthritis, diabetes, anything within the body that will help to nourish and heal the blood environment. And again, it all ties back into Leviticus 17 and 11, the way that God has always wanted it to be.
Wow. So this is a published book that the listeners can purchase. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Look, you've been a wealth of information already. I didn't even know that. What, look, and I'm into diet and health plans, you know, what the different ones are. And I had never heard.
Yes. And in fact, when God gave me the revelation, every one of the seven divine keys is tied into Leviticus 17 and 11.
Wow.
And so they support the blood environment of the health, and every single key ties into Leviticus 17 and 11, which supports the blood environment and getting that healthy to bring individuals to a place of healing and wholeness.
Amen. You know, I am, as you can probably tell, a true believer in the link between our spirituality and our health. And so we you know, in our class, in the books, of course, on the radio show with our motivations, we talk about God's word and how God's word applies to our lives when it comes to health and fitness. But from your perspective, doing the same thing, what would you say, from, you know, your studying, from your teaching, everything you've learned and experienced, that God's definition of health is?
Yes, I believe that God's definition of health has always been holistic. I believe that it's found in a couple of areas, but the main one is 3 John 2. Mm. I wish above all things that you prosper and that you live in good health.
Yes.
As your soul prospers.
Amen.
So when we break that scripture down, we're talking about your soul health, which is the emotional, mental part of you. That's where your mind, your will, emotions, imagination, and intellect all reside within the soul. Mm. We're talking about your physical health, your outer shell, your earth suit. Mm. And we're also talking about your spiritual health. And so when we tie it all together, God's plan for health, again, has always been holistic. Mm. Even when we think about when God delivered the children of Israel from the Egyptian rule, the very first promise that he gave to the children of Israel had to do with health. Mm. It's found in Exodus 15:25-27. Mm. And he says that if you will obey me,
preach
my commandments, I will not put any of these diseases upon you that the Egyptians faced. Mm, and so health begins with our relationship with God.
Amen. Amen.
Many times we think it begins with the outer, but it begins with the inner work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so we think about so many of the diseases that we have in our world right now that are outside of Exodus 15:25-27. If you obey me. Many times, a lot of the sicknesses and the illnesses that we see in the world, I am a firm believer, it has to do a lot with our disobedience.
Amen.
It's connect from God.
I've got to say that I'm a witness to that being true. We tell people all the time that your health and fitness begins from the inside out. The Bible says, do not conform any longer to this world, but be changed by the renewing of your mind. So the first thing you've got to do is be healed here.
Yes.
So that God can heal you spiritually. And then it starts from the inside out. You know, we had a class, had a huge class when we were at, New Calvary one year. And one night we showed up for class, and before we could get to, you know, the questions and answers from our study, it just turned into testimony service with people saying, you know, I had to take this medication and I'm no longer on this medication. Yes. Or the doctor took me off. I was taking 3 pills. The doctor said I only need 2 now. Somebody else was on the borderline of having this disease. And now that the doctor at their checkup said that they're out of the danger zone. And it's like, hallelujah, you know, you know, let's just all praise the Lord for what he has done. Because that's the first thing. The first thing to happen is that you get the blessing for your obedience.
Yeah.
You put God first, in all things. And guess what? He blesses you first. You doing it for him, but you are the one that reaps the benefits first and foremost. And it's contrary to what the world tells you to do. You know, the world tells you to lose weight for yourself, but God says, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And if you love me, you'll obey my commands, is what Jesus tells us. So he should be the reason, first and foremost, that we do this. And then after that, you aren't even second. He said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. So who is that? Closest neighbor, your spouse, your kids, your family, you know, all the people who need you and rely on you. So you do it for those people, but you get blessed first. It doesn't make common sense. It's contrary to what we have been taught, but it works in your favor.
Absolutely.
When you quit looking just at me, and look at the Lord, look at the people who rely on you and who needs you in their life, because you, believe it or not, are part of the promise of, you know, the abundant life. If you die quickly, then there's pain and there's suffering, there's grief over losing you. But if we are here together for the time period that God intended, we all get to have an abundant life together. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's my wheelhouse. I love the way you phrased it. So tell us more. Tell us more about, you know, what is for you from your experience. What do you think causes managing health to be difficult or challenging for people? I think a lot of it has to do with the system that the enemy has put in place. But what do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm in total agreement with that. And because if we would just get to the blueprint, because I always say that the Bible is the greatest medical book ever written.
Amen. Amen.
We've got to get back to the blueprint of the medical book that God has designed. Mm-hmm. Because everything according to the world system, how you shared earlier out of Romans 12, 1 and 2, mm-hmm. that we're trying to follow all these systems. Mm-hmm. That were never meant for the believer.
Amen.
And whenever we operate outside of the blueprint, he's the Lord God. He changes not. He's the same today and forevermore. Amen. So we're trying to seek help outside of the greatest medical book. Mm-hmm. We're going to get disconnected mm-hmm. because we're not doing it God's way.
Amen.
His way is so simplistic. Even when it comes to food, his definition for food, Genesis 9:3, I've given you every herb bearing plant for free and meat to eat. Very simple. Plants and meat. If you choose to eat meat. Mm. Very simple. Mm-hmm. But when we start operating outside of the simplicity of God's plan, it creates confusion.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you mentioned that Genesis says plants and meat because people like to use the Bible, in a way that pushes their own agenda. And I mean, we're seeing that in so many different ways in politics and whatnot, but they even use it in terms of health and fitness. You have people who say, you know, Genesis teaches that you should just be a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. No,
for the fall, we definitely were vegetarian based people, but
right
fall, God made the provision and said, okay, you're going to be on this planet. There's going to be a covering that is not going to be on you like it was before.
Exactly.
You're going to be in different terrains. You're going to be in different atmospheres. You're going to need something to strengthen this physical body. So I made a provision for you to have meat.
And not only that, if you read the Bible for yourself and not just be indoctrinated by some folks who ain't never passed up a chicken dinner themselves and looked 6 months pregnant from the pool.
Please say amen.
Please. Right. And then after service, we all go to this fellowship hall, living together. You know? But if you read it for yourself, you will find from Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation, if you've got a covenant relationship with God, he tells you as part of your relationship with him how to eat as an act of worship. He did it with Adam and Eve. Correct. They were to eat from every tree in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was predicated on their spiritual elevation or their spiritual downfall. So the very first sin committed by human beings was gluttony. Because just by taking one bite of the forbidden fruit,
there you go,
they overate and they fell, and all of humanity to this day is still paying the price for it. Mm-hmm. But if you go all the way to the book of Revelation, it tells you that even the pots and pans will say holy to the Lord. Yes. So you got to understand that through every dispensation, there has been a covenant relationship. When you mentioned the children leaving in the book of Exodus, Egypt, mm-hmm. God told them that, okay, you can eat from all these foods that are, well, you can eat all these other things, but stay away from this stuff that's unclean. Yeah,
that's
and
right.
That was a part of their covenant relationship with God. Then you move over to the New Testament when the gospel has to be spread to all the world. He said, okay, Peter, you can eat everything.
Yeah.
Nothing is unclean anymore. And Peter had a hard time with it because he was like, hold on, my whole life, this has been unclean. The Lord said, don't call unclean what y'all said is clean.
Right.
So because the children of Israel, they didn't just stop there. Okay, this is unclean. So if we eat it, we are unclean. Therefore, anybody who eats this food is unclean. Mm-hmm. That meant they weren't going to spread the gospel to people they felt were unclean because they had no relationship those people. God removed that barrier so that you and I, meaning the Gentiles, can be saved. Come on, folks. Food has been a part of spirituality from the beginning, mm-hmm. and the enemy system is designed to break that up so that you lose that connection mm-hmm. between, you know, your God, and your body's health. And mm-hmm. I say that, because he's been playing that same trick since the Garden of Eden. He's been tricking human beings out of their health, out of their longevity, out of their spiritual.
Right.
God, since the very beginning, it has not changed. The Bible says that the devil ain't got no new tricks, and he playing the same one over and over and over again on us. But I want you to address how you think he's playing that trick in terms of humanity today, because I tell people in our class all the time that I believe our health is being held hostage by the system that the enemy has put in place. But what do you think?
Oh no, I believe that there is an all-out assault on the mm-hmm. health of God's people, mm-hmm. people around the world, because if we are not healthy physically, spiritually, or emotionally, mm-hmm. we cannot accomplish the divine assignments on our life.
Amen.
Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 talks about us being whole in our spirit, yes. in our soul, in our body for the preparation of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
So if the enemy can attack on any of those fronts and mm-hmm. get us out of alignment, we will not be prepared as the body of Christ, as the church, for the return and the preparation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because the whole purpose of why we need to be healthy. There are kingdom assignments that need to be accomplished.
Preach.
There are destinies that need to be fulfilled. There
Preach.
Are many men and women of God who are going into their grave early because they've eaten themselves into an early grave.
Amen.
We have not stayed on what God has wanted us to. And so if the enemy can roam about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
It comes to our health to get us off track, to get us off the path. Then we are not going to fulfill what God wants us to fulfill in
Amen.
Earth.
Amen. One of the most powerful examples of that, I remember going to church one Sunday and a visiting minister was preaching. She was a powerful woman of God. I mean, just hearing her speak was awesome, but she was so overweight and I don't know the root cause of it. That she needed people to help her go up the short flight of stairs. It was like 3 to 5 steps. And when she was preaching, she was leaning over the podium. Like she could barely hold herself over. Mm. She kept shifting her weight from one side to the other. And I was just praying for the Lord to loose her from whatever it is the enemy was trying to do to her. Because obviously he was trying to hold her back from the ministry work that the Lord has given her to do in the earth. And people, you know, I agree that we do a lot on social media right now. You know, at this point, we're doing radio simultaneously plus broadcasting, you know, over StreamYard, which is connected to Facebook and YouTube and all these other things so that, people can hear us around the world. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other things that we still have to do in person.
Yes.
For instance, you know, when the pandemic first started, we were partnering with St. Mark Community Church, as well as my sister's Keeper, in order to get healthy meals to breast cancer patients, you know, mm-hmm. who were dealing with, food scarcity due to, you know, lack of income, not to mention the fact that they're sick or whatever the case may be. And so I can't sit here and do that from a screen. We had to literally pick up food, box it up, you know, and deliver it to, my sister's keeper so that they could distribute it to the women that organization, provided social services to. So that's the type of thing that you need to understand. It's when the Lord says you have to do your work. I mean, number one, you know, that Mercedes you were talking about, I don't care what kind of car, you can be a Pinto. You still gotta be reliable. you gotta be able to get from point A to point B, without breaking down. What if you have to go, you know, just down the street? Mm-hmm. Or what if you have to go to the next state over? What if you have to go across country? What if you gotta circumvent this planet? In order to do the work of God, you need to be in the best shape possible, just like you would want your car to be or your plane to be. Because if there's a problem with the car, then you break it down and you're walking. And guess what, folks? There is an expense to fix that. You mm-hmm. got to pay to have the car towed. You got to pay to have the car fixed. if it's you know, not repairable, what do you got to do? Get a brand new car. Mm-hmm. There's money involved. It's the same thing with your body. Absolutely. There is a cost, whether it's the time it takes for you to go to the doctor, the test you have to take, you know, the money you have to pay for all that, the mm-hmm. medication, you know, right. You will either take the time to learn God's way, which, yeah, it'll cost you your time. It'll cost you your obedience. But let me see, would you rather learn to eat the way God tells you to eat or to learn how to check your blood by pricking your finger every day and then sticking yourself with a needle for insulin? No. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. What's the trade-off here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we have to begin to change our mindset.
Yes.
Our bodies being an actual temple.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
We are the living, walking, moving, breathing sanctuaries of the living God.
Mm-hmm. And preach. We have
to take care of them. And something that God shared with me recently, I was reading about King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. Mm-hmm. And she came from a far land to hear and to see this beautiful temple that King Solomon had built in the mm-hmm. name of the Lord our God, who is Yahweh.
Amen.
She brings her people with her, and she said, the Bible says that when she saw it, her breath was taken away from her. She was speechless mm-hmm. when she saw. She said, the half has not even been told to me, Solomon, of what you've done mm-hmm. for the living God. Mm-hmm. And so God shared, he said, can people say that about your temple?
Preach.
When they see you, can they look and say, wow, mm-hmm. they are a true picture of health. What are they doing? Like, it was God's presence on Solomon's life that drew the Queen of Sheba. Mm-hmm. And so when we're operating in health, it will draw people to us, and they'll begin to ask questions like, what are you doing?
Yes. Preach.
What is it?
Preach.
It's the glory of God. I
yes.
am the temple of the living God. And because I'm the temple of the living God, I live a certain way. There are certain things that I eat according to the scriptures. I live my life according to the greatest medical book ever written.
Amen. Amen. I love it. We talk about part of that, beginning with David and Solomon, with the temple, because David first noticed, you know, that he's living in a palace, but the Ark of the Covenant is out in the tent. And he says, you know what? He tells the prophet Nathan, I'm going to build God a house.
Yes.
And Nathan's like, the Lord's what you do, what you do, whatever you want to do. And then God speaks to prophet Nathan and says, no, David has so much blood on his hands. He can't do it. But mm-hmm. because David had a heart to build a house for the Lord, God blessed David's house.
Right.
And that there would always be a man on the throne from your line. Mm-hmm. And not only that, he blessed David in so many other ways, including downloading, as we would say, into David's mind, the plans for the temple, yes. and yes. which his son Solomon built.
Yeah.
So because David had the right heart to take care of or to build the temple of the Lord, God blessed not just David,
yeah.
but his offspring. Folks, you get yourself right with Jesus in terms of your health and fitness. Guess what happens? God will bless your house, meaning
yes.
not just you and the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is where the Lord dwells, but the people around you. That's very right. often will come along this journey with you when they see the Lord, how he has blessed you, how he's taken care of you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe we only have 4 minutes. I'm loving this.
Great
this is awesome.
Great conversation. When we can get to talk about health and God and just how he, you know, our health is spiritual. We were
yes.
to connect our spirituality from our physical health, because that's how God created us. So we've got to get back to operating in that spirit, soul, body.
Amen. Is that what you envision for churches to do?
Oh, I do. Because as you shared, it is heartbreaking
mm-hmm.
to see week after week that when
yes.
we go to our churches that we're overweight. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't talk about health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I envision for the church that there is going to be a health revolution.
Amen.
Chapter of my book, I talk about this health revolution and what this looks like. Because if we are going to be truly prepared for the return of Jesus Christ, there
yes.
must be a health revolution in the church. There must
Amen.
Be a health revolution spiritually, physically, as well as emotionally.
Yes.
To pastors and leaders get on board to say, we are getting our health in order because this is what honors God.
That Amen.
Congregations with us and to lead a health movement like no other. That's my heart. That's my vision for the church.
Amen. I've got to introduce you to my other health and fitness friends who are, first ladies. I call Deborah Michelle Jones, the first lady of fitness. She's a, she's a personal trainer,
yeah.
as well as a first lady. And she, is on our board and she was, of course, a part of our masterclass giving free exercise nights for a couple of nights a week. And then there is, she's actually a nurse with a PhD, Tara Cannon, and she's written a book called Health and Wellness for the Believer.
Yeah.
And she teaches from just like you.
Yeah.
Just like me, from a biblical standpoint, as well as using her medical knowledge and expertise. And then there's Elsa Caballero. She's a Christian nutritionist. So I just love them. And now I've got a new friend. I'm claiming a new friend through Christ.
Absolutely.
But tell everybody how they can get your book. The title of your book and how they can contact you for your services online or even in person.
Yes, you can find me at RakesiaMcMillan.com, which is my first and last name. You can find me there, my products. You can also find me on Psychology Today by typing in my name, Rakesia McMillan. And there, I'll offer free health coaching for you as a complimentary introductory part so that we can get you on track with your health and your wellness. So RakesiaMcMillan.com. You can also connect with me on my community, RakesiaMcMillanCommunity.com, where you can get a free e-guide, Healthy for a Higher Purpose.
Awesome. And what was the name of the book and where did they get it again?
Yes, the name of the book is Rock Your World Naturally, 7 Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health. You can find that on my community page, RakesiaMcMillanCommunity.com. And you can also find it on Amazon.com.
Awesome. Awesome. It has been a pleasure talking to you. You have no idea. I love when the Lord sends kindred spirits for me to connect. Lord willing, we'll have you on again. I'm sure you're going to have some other events and books and whatnot coming up, and we would love to help you promote it. But That's my time, folks. I know if you were enjoying the conversation like I was, you hate for it to end, but it's time for the Teens Talk Truth radio show hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons, AJ and Alex Taylor. They discuss hot topics affecting teens in society today, so you don't want to miss it. And don't forget to come back on tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Boomerang radio show with me, Reverend Dr. Rudolph Demery, Dr. Cecilia Sims, and the bad boy himself, A. Brown.